Our first topic this Thursday on CNN 10, antibodies. What they are, how they work, and what they have to do with coronavirus. I'm Carl Azus. Thank you for watching. The American Red Cross is a humanitarian group that helps people in times of emergency or disaster. It recently told CNN that in the first week of March, 20% of the blood donations it received from people who had not gotten a coronavirus vaccine showed they still had antibodies to the disease. What does that mean? The short answer is that they've probably been infected with COVID at some point, whether they had symptoms or not. The percentage of Red Cross blood donations that had antibodies present has steadily increased since last summer as more people have gotten and recovered from coronavirus. An advisor to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control says blood donors are not a random sample of the population. So this 20% figure isn't a strict scientific study, but it does reflect the disease's spread in America. For its part, the CDC estimates that by the end of 2020, more than a quarter of the U.S. population had been infected. It's hard to know exactly because at least 40% of people with COVID may have no symptoms and may not get tested. Those who have been exposed can develop natural antibodies to protect them against the disease. What's not known is how long these antibodies work and if they can keep people from getting different variants or strains of COVID. This is similar to what doctors say about vaccines, that people who get them are protected against coronavirus, but how long and whether this protects them from new strains, that's still unknown. In all cases, though, our antibodies may play a role.